So the Palestinians are very highly educated, because otherwise here they marry young, also the Christians, and you go directly from the hands of your family to basically take care of your husband, because that's what's going to happen, and soon you will have children, and then you will not be able to do your career. And I see that the women who are actually, they studied and they did a career, and they work, and for them it gets hard in the end to get married, because, you know, they start to have different standard and they have different expectations maybe from a marriage, and they become too old to be married. So it's basically almost becomes a choice between being a free woman and having a career, or being the woman at home with the children.
Haya, in my eyes, looks like a very independent woman. We took the car and met her friends at night, we drank beer and had good conversations. It's the less obvious things that make the difference from what I'm used to, as I felt the pressure when we were late for going home till midnight, and the fact that we were in company with a man who was able to do whatever he wants and doesn't need to obey certain rules.
Now, come on, we are living here in a very traditional environment, and it's not so easy if you are still living in a tradition where whatever you do as a woman reflects on your family. If you go and sit in a coffee shop and drink a cup of coffee with a guy that you like, that in Europe will be the most normal thing in the world, but here the whole town will be talking about you.
It's the best thing that they can choose if they want to be in a relation before marriage or not. They can choose the way how they want to live. I have to choose someone who believes in our rights, who will help me to be equal with him.
As a woman living in Germany, I could not imagine to live under the same, most of the time invisible rules in Palestine. I appreciate my freedom and I know that it is a privilege. I am able to go on dates, stay out at night, and showing my skin is nothing rebellious. Especially when getting to know each other, I noticed the difference because of Haya's reaction towards a guy who tried to ask her out on a date in Berlin.
I was like really shocked that it's like the first time that someone came to me in the street and asked me, like, can we go out together? It's really weird, so it's really strange. And I told a lot of people about the story here. They were, really? How? Why? Like, it's not, like, normal here at all. If it happens here, it will be, like, something impolite.
The sexual revolution has cost freedom, and marriage is not on the obligatory side. But Germany, by far, has not reached gender equality. The ongoing imbalance here can be found in very visible ways, such as unequal wage, but traditional gender role models are still being practiced, while gender equality often continues to be on the rather theoretical side. Nida, a Palestinian woman living in Haifa, whom I met through the foundation, emphasizes the correlation between tradition and religion influencing the Palestinian society.
First of all, I think that it's not a matter of religion in the first time, like it's a matter of tradition, because religion is also manipulated by the powerful part of society, which happens to be the men. In order to control society, because they know that the religion for conservative societies is something that is respected, and it's a taboo that people cannot really negotiate and they cannot really underestimate in our society. So it's used, religion is used, but it does not mean that everything that is happening in society is because of religion. It's because of the usage of religion.